When the New England Revolution play in the Major League Soccer Cup on Sunday in Los Angeles, one player on the field will have one leg shorter than the other, metal plates in his face, and an ear-to-ear scar. New Hampshire native Charlie Davies scored the two playoff goals that put the Revs in the game, capping an excruciating journey back to the top of his game. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story of the fight to keep playing after a devastating car accident 5 years ago almost cut short Davies' life.
5 years ago, Charlie Davies was on top of the world. He was playing in the French League on a big contract. He thrilled U.S. soccer fans with his speed, skill, and passion on display when the striker scored one of the prettiest goals you'll ever see in a World Cup qualifying game on the road in Mexico.
Pushing it forward. Here's Donovan. Donovan, beautiful ball for Davies. He's got the back. Davies in. Davies shot. Davies goal!
2 days before another big U.S. game, Davies made a life-altering decision. He was out past team curfew at a bar, and he accepted a ride home from a stranger who he says he didn't know had been drinking. The car accident split the SUV into two pieces. It killed another passenger. Davies shattered the bones in his right leg, in his face. He had blood on his brain. He woke up to find his body crisscrossed with stitches.
At 1 second, I think I'm playing in the World Cup, and the next, it's people are wondering if I'm going to walk again.
Davies says for a long time, he thought about that fateful choice. Why didn't he just call a taxi? But his wife, who he'd met in a theology class his freshman year at Boston College, helped him stop dwelling on everything he'd lost and start focusing on everything he still had. His soccer coach at BC came to visit him in the hospital. Ed Kelly says he was amazed at Davies' optimism.
Taking a photograph, and he's got like bandages and blue and black and green and all kind of colors from getting the accident. Then he's got his thumb up in the air like, yeah, like, you know, smiling.
Less than a year later, Davies was back on the field, but he could hear his teammates wondering why he was there at all. His body couldn't do what his mind was thinking, and it hurt a lot. The operations left him with titanium rods in his right leg, a leg which is now tilted outward and 1 inch shorter than the other. For years, Davies bounced around to different teams in Europe and the U.S. until the New England Revolution signed him last year. Team captain Jose Gonsalves says Davies was always positive, even though he wasn't starting.
He comes every day, you know, in the training ground, and he's the first guy, you know, who has a story to tell, you know, to the guys, you know, to make them smile, you know, and laugh.
Just being able to wake up every day, I'm so thankful. So every time I get to come to the locker room to practice or train or just to be around the guys, I'm so happy.
Charlie finally got his chance this summer when the Revolution, like his career, were in a midseason slump. Coach Jay Heaps gave him the start.
We gave him a stable environment, but he was fighting for his position every day to the point where when he did get his chance, the staff was rooting for him, the entire team was rooting for him, and I think that he's been the inspirational guy that every time he started, the team wanted to help him play better, and I think that that's a pretty amazing story.
Charlie Davies says it's taken 5 years for his body to get back to where it was and for his confidence to climb back too. He says he's a different player now.
I've grown so much, and I feel like I'm not only a better person, I feel like I'm a better player for that.
Yeah, he's been huge.
Revolution defender Andrew Farrell.
And his perseverance and his fight through everything he's had to gone through, you know, shows when he gets on the field and he's in those instances where he, you know, puts those games away for us.
Puts games away like the conference championship last weekend when he scored 2 goals at Gillette Stadium to put New England in the MLS Cup.
And Davies does a good job of looking how he contorts his body in the air, the ball slightly behind him, and that's why he's got to make that adjustment, and it's the perfect adjustment for another monstrous goal in the playoffs from Charlie Davies.
On Sunday in the MLS Cup, Davies will put a spacer inside one of his cleats to accommodate his shorter leg and lace them up. He'll run out onto the field with the scar that traces his scalp like the seam on a ball, and he'll try to make the most of his second chance.
In this career, things can change like that. I make sure that, you know, the guys in the locker room realize how special this occasion is and how lucky we are to play. You know, don't take it for granted.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.